Is it possible to engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Some entrepreneurs want to shoot particles into the stratosphere to combat global warming. Experts say regulations on this technology aren't keeping up. The world of solar geoengineering on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.
I'm Bob Boylan. This concert is part of our Tiny Desk Home Concert Series. You can watch Madam Gandhi perform these songs on NPR.org or the NPR Music YouTube channel. Enjoy.
What's up, NPR Tiny Desk? Good evening, good evening. This is the home edition. And I'm Madam Gandhi, visiting you from downtown Los Angeles, where I live and create music. Producing electronic sounds, producing ideas inspired by my South Asian heritage. And like many of the musicians in this moment, I'm thinking about how we can be in service of scoring the needs of our time, the feelings of our time while we're in quarantine. And so wherever you are, I invite you to settle down while I light you a bit of healing Palo Santo. And ask that you clap with me while I play you some drums. In the morning, hit space bar and start recording. My mom says that she'll adore me. The earth is still waiting for me. Waiting for me. Waiting for me. I won't take in what they feed us. Run away in my Adidas. Brown girls of the world, they need us. Truth is love and love will free us. Love will free us. Will free us. I've been living in the wild now. When you taste freedom, you're not trying to get tied down. Hear it in the words I say and the way I walk. I'm a part of their lies now. Digga digga da dum, digga doo da dum dum, digga digga da dum, digga digga doo da dum, digga doo da dum dum, digga digga da. Hey. And I don't want our identities to be defined according to how oppressed we are. May we optimize for joy. Dim our minds with drugs and liquor, knowing that we'll die off quicker. All our people getting sicker, can't afford organic stickers. Sorrow makes their wallets thicker. We must see the bigger picture. Women who have come before us, mothers, sisters, nonconformists, all the things that they've done for us. The earth is still waiting for us. Waiting for us. Waiting for us. If we're strong, they can't ignore us. The earth is still waiting for us. If we're loud, they can't ignore us. The earth is still waiting for us. If we're one, they can't ignore us. The earth is still waiting for us. If we're true, they can't ignore us. The earth is still waiting for us. In the wild now, when you taste freedom, you're not trying to get tied down. See it in the way I think and the food I eat. I'm a part of that lies now. Digga digga da dum, digga doo da dum dum, digga digga da dum, digga digga doo da dum, digga doo da dum dum, digga digga da. Hey. Digga digga da dum, digga doo da dum dum, digga digga da dum, digga digga doo da dum, digga doo da dum dum, digga digga da. Hey. What's up, Tiny Desk? So that song is called Waiting For Me, and the idea with Waiting For Me is really about returning to the earth, returning to nature. This right here, this is my tiny desk. This is my tiny desk in my home. And I grew up with this tiny desk in New York City. You know, I've had this since I was a kid. My family is in quarantine on the East Coast right now. And one thing I've been thinking a lot about is while most of us can't be with our loved ones in this time. You know, we're spread across the world. You know, I got a lot of family in India. A healing thought that I've had is that at the very least, we share one moon. At the very least, we share one sun. And so this next song that I want to share with you this evening, as we settle in to NPR Tiny Desk Home Edition together, is that you send someone some love.
When you found me, I would wait longingly for you. Now I'm rushing, slow me down. Tell me what to do. I adore you and I can't stand to see you mad at me. So darling, dry your eyes and stay with me in peace. 3, 2, 1. I can see the moon in the sky today, but I can't see you. I can see the moon in the sky today, but I can't see you. I can see the moon in the sky today, but I can't see you. I can see the moon in the sky today, but I can't.
What y'all know about Indian trap music? That's the idea with this song.
In the rays of the sun in India, in the rays of the sun in Africa, there's a place that I built that I call our home. If we raise up the world, we are not alone.
NPR Tiny Desk fam, Moon in the Sky was co-produced by Alexia Reiner, a gifted producer. And shouts out to all the women of color producers, all the queer producers investing in our own skill sets in order to be able to tell our own stories. You know, if we are not brave enough to control the narrative end to end, somebody else will tell our stories for us and they will get it wrong. And so all my love and all my respect to the folks who are elevating and investing in themselves in this moment. Another thing I've been thinking about during this quarantine is the fact that so often we always look left and right to see what other folks are doing. But may we be brave enough to use this time to look inward and say, wow, whatever it is that I can do, I am uniquely poised and equipped to give this gift to the world, that my contribution is so unique and so valuable, and that no matter what, I can always be in service to somebody else, in service to my community, in service to my family. And so without further ado, NPR Tiny Desk. This song is called Bad Habits. It's my last one. Sticka, shikasha, eh. If you just put your phone down and stand up with me, hey, hey, right here. Some noise for the leadership of Bob Boylan and the NPR Tiny Desk team. Make some noise for the workers on the front lines keeping us all safe. Make some noise to y'all for doing your part, staying at home. I'm Madam Gandhi. 1, 2, 3, clap with me. Ooh. Yeah, double clap. Ooh. Now listen. The tears I've cried, thinking about how we can be so much better, thinking about all the tears we've cried. NPR Tiny Desk Home Edition. I'm Madam Gandhi visiting you from downtown Los Angeles. Own your voice, don't be afraid. Much love.
Okay, close your eyes for a second. Now imagine you're on your dream vacation. No work calls to answer, no text messages to respond to, just your suitcase and an opportunity.
The opportunity to just take yourself out of your routine and travel deeper.
How to actually take that dream trip. That's on the Life Kit podcast from NPR.
Listen to Embedded for moments that stay with you.
I could smell the smoke. I could smell the dust.
Voices that resonate. Stories that change the way you think about your life.
How did we get here?
The Embedded podcast is NPR's home for original documentary series. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.